Welcome back, everybody. Today we're going to be taking a deep dive into something that could completely change up how you handle international trade.
Oh, yeah.
We're talking smart borders.
Smart borders.
And digital trade corridors.
That's right.
Think of it kind of like a future where things move smoother.
It's faster.
Faster, way less hassle.
Absolutely.
And we're pulling some intel.
That's right.
Straight from a document called DTCPOD.PDF.
That's our source material.
Yeah, this document's focused on the UK's trials in this arena.
And they're really pushing the boundaries.
They are. They're really at the cutting edge here.
Yeah, and what they're learning could impact all of us.
Big time.
So it's worth paying attention to.
Oh, sure.
What I find so fascinating is how these trials are moving us away from that old image of everything being bottlenecked at a physical border.
Right.
You know, endless lines of trucks waiting to get inspected.
So with smart borders, no more endless lines of trucks.
Not for everyone. It's more about using technology to assess risk in advance.
Okay.
So we're talking automated vehicle recognition, constant container tracking.
Got it.
The whole supply chain becomes transparent.
So like a virtual customs agent working 24/7.
That's a good way to put it.
But where do these digital trade corridors fit into all this? I've seen them called DTCs for short.
Right, DTCs. They're really the brains behind the whole operation.
Okay.
Imagine a digital pathway for your goods.
Okay.
But instead of just being like an online filing cabinet.
Right.
It's actively analyzing everything.
So it's intelligent.
It is. It profiles you as the trader.
Okay.
The type of goods you're moving.
Uh-huh.
Applicable regulations and even flags potential issues before they become problems.
That sounds super helpful.
It is.
Can you give me an example of how this intelligence works in practice?
Sure. Let's say you're importing goods that qualify for preferential tariffs.
Like those GSP deals.
Exactly. GSP deals can save you a bundle.
For sure.
But the DTC will automatically check if the goods were shipped directly from the qualifying country or if they took a detour.
Why would a detour matter?
That's the catch.
Yep.
Even a quick customs stop in another country en route can void those GSP benefits.
Really?
Yeah.
So even if the goods are legit...
It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Suddenly what you thought was a bargain shipment gets hit with full tariffs.
Ouch. Yeah, I can see how that would be a nasty surprise.
Definitely.
So the DTC, it's like having a super savvy trade lawyer on call, making sure I don't miss those fine print details.
Precisely. And that's just one example.
Okay.
It can spot VAT conflicts, figure out when you might qualify for returned goods relief, and even navigate that maze of controls for things like...
Like what?
Organic products.
Okay.
Or goods under sanctions.
Wow, color me impressed. But to pull off all this analysis, I'm guessing these DTCs must be like data hogs?
They do rely on a lot of data.
Okay.
But here's the key. It's not about drowning in data.
Right.
It's about having the right data.
Okay.
A well-designed DTC is constantly learning and refining its algorithms.
So it's getting smarter over time.
Exactly. Every time there's a hiccup...
Like what?
Like a duty miscalculation or an Inca terms issue.
Right.
It learns and updates to avoid it in the future.
So it's like one of those self-driving cars, but for international trade.
That's a great analogy.
Always learning the best routes, avoiding the potholes.
Exactly. It's all about building trust and efficiency in the system.
I love it. This is fascinating stuff, but... Are there any real-world examples of this in action?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, is this all just theoretical, or are companies actually using this tech?
This is where the UK's Border Trade Demonstrators...
Border Trade Demonstrators.
Or BTDs. They come in, they're running live trials to see how signals from the supply chain can make border management smarter.
Signals. What are signals?
Think of it as a data package that gives a snapshot of a shipment at any point in its journey. Details about the goods themselves, their location, route, even the temperature inside a container, it's all captured in these signals.
So it's like a digital fingerprint that follows the goods wherever they go.
You got it.
That's cool. Can you give me a concrete example of how this works?
Sure. They've got a trial running with chilled poultry being shipped from the EU to the UK.
Poultry? Interesting.
Yeah, it's a good test case.
Yeah, why poultry?
Because it's time sensitive.
Makes sense.
And there are strict health regulations involved.
Right. You can't exactly wing it with those regulations.
You got it.
I see what you did there.
So a company called Tata, which is a freight forwarding service, is using some advanced tech to collect a mountain of data on these poultry shipments.
Wow. Like what kind of data?
Everything from basic transport info to the timing of health inspections
right.
and import declarations.
Okay.
They're basically building a complete digital twin of the shipment.
A digital twin. So it's like a virtual shadow of the real shipment.
Exactly.
I like that. And that digital twin, is that valuable for border authorities?
It's incredibly valuable.
Okay.
It gives them a real-time view of what's coming.
Okay.
Allowing them to assess risks
right.
and allocate resources more effectively.
Wow. So Tata's collecting all this data, but how do they get it to the UK authorities?
Well, they're using sensors to track everything from the shipment's location to the temperature inside the container.
Got it.
That data gets sent as signals to a central hub in the UK.
Okay.
And then it's distributed to the relevant border agencies.
So they're watching those birds like a hawk, even from across the sea.
That's right.
I'm impressed. And to make sure all that information is shared securely, are they using blockchain?
They are.
Okay.
They're using a platform called TWIM.
TWIM.
Which is built on blockchain technology.
Got it.
It's like a super secure, tamper-proof ledger for trade data.
Wow. So we've got TETA collecting data, sensors tracking everything.
Yes.
And TWIM keeping it all secure.
That's right.
This is a serious high-tech operation.
It is. And it all comes together to make the border experience smoother and more efficient for everyone involved.
That's amazing. It sounds like a lot is happening here, even just at the dispatch stage.
Yeah.
Remind me, what are the other signals they're using in this poultry trial?
So you've got dispatch covered.
Right.
Then there's the health tests signal.
Okay.
Which captures things like salmonella test results for the poultry.
Gotcha.
And finally, there's the journey signal.
Journey.
Which is like a digital breadcrumb trail tracking key events throughout the shipment's journey.
Okay.
It includes the exact times of dispatch. Uh-huh. Port entries and exits.
Right.
And of course, those all important temperature readings.
So with all these signals, they're building a complete history of each shipment.
Yes.
Making it crystal clear where the goods have been and what condition they're in.
That's right.
But what's in it for everyone else? Who benefits from this whole smart border and DTC system?
The benefits are pretty widespread.
Like who?
For governments, it means tighter security.
Okay.
Smoother customs processes.
Uh-huh.
And a better handle on health and safety.
And for traders.
For traders like you, it translates to greater predictability.
Okay.
Easier access to info.
Uh-huh.
And fewer delays.
That sounds pretty good. So it's like having a whole team of experts looking out for my shipments, making sure everything is in order.
Exactly.
I like it. Tell me more about the specific advantages for government agencies. How do they actually use all this data to improve things?
Well, let's start with security. Imagine they receive a safety and security declaration.
SSD.
Right, an SSD for a shipment.
Okay.
With smart borders, they don't just rely on that SSD.
Right.
They can cross-reference it with all the data flowing into the DTC.
Okay.
Digging deeper to verify the details and identify any potential red flags.
So instead of just taking the SSD at face value, they're doing their own detective work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's about building a more complete and accurate picture of each shipment.
I like it. Okay, I see how that boosts security, but what about health and safety?
Hmm.
How does having all this data help on that front?
Think back to our poultry example.
Okay.
Let's say a shipment arrives at the port.
Right.
In the past, officials might have had to rely on paper documents.
Oh.
Or even conduct time-consuming physical inspections.
Right.
To check health compliance.
But with smart borders.
With smart borders and DTCs.
Yeah.
They can tap into the IDTC. And instantly access a wealth of information.
Like what?
The health test results.
Okay.
The temperature logs throughout the journey.
Gotcha.
All the details they need to make a quick and informed decision about whether further inspection is necessary.
So it's like having X-ray vision for every shipment.
You could say that it allows them to be much more targeted and efficient with their inspections.
Right.
Which speeds up the whole process.
Uh-huh.
And helps to ensure that only safe and compliant goods are entering the country.
That's good news for everyone, especially if it means I'm getting my goods faster.
Exactly. And speaking of speed,
yeah.
Let's talk about how this benefits traders like you.
Okay.
One of the biggest advantages is predictability.
Predictability.
With real-time tracking and data sharing, you know exactly where your shipments are at any given moment.
So no more guessing games or frantic calls to shipping companies.
Right. You can monitor estimated arrival times, and if there's a delay, you'll be the first to know.
That's a huge relief, especially when you're dealing with deadlines and tight schedules. What else is in it for us traders?
Well, think about all the paperwork involved in international trade.
Oh, yeah. Don't get me started.
With smart borders and DTCs,
yeah.
Much of that becomes digital and automated.
So no more mountains of paper to file and track?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And because information is flowing smoothly between businesses and government agencies, it's easier to resolve issues quickly.
That sounds like a dream. It sounds like smart borders and DTCs are really creating a more collaborative and efficient environment for international trade.
They are.
But what about the challenges?
Oh, yes.
Surely there must be some hurdles to overcome in implementing such a complex system.
You're absolutely right. It's not all smooth sailing.
Okay, so what are the challenges?
Well, for one, many government departments aren't yet fully equipped to use this data effectively.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's one thing to collect information.
Mm-hmm.
But if they don't have the right tools,
right,
training,
yeah,
or systems to analyze it,
mm-hmm,
it's not going to be very useful.
So it's not just about the technology, but also making sure people know how to use it.
Precisely. And then there's the challenge of getting industry on board.
Right.
Businesses need to be willing and able to share their data in a standardized, machine-readable format.
Mm-hmm.
And that often means investing in new technologies and systems.
Which can be a big ask.
It can.
Yeah.
And some businesses might be hesitant to share that much data.
For sure. So governments need to figure out,
yeah,
how to incentivize businesses to adopt these new technologies,
right,
and share their data in a way that benefits everyone.
Absolutely.
Okay, I see. So there are definitely some hurdles to clear. Any other challenges we should be aware of?
Yeah, the source material also points out that these new operating models,
okay,
are still a work in progress.
Right.
They can't completely replace traditional declarations just yet.
Hmm.
It's going to take more time and collaboration to iron out all the kinks.
So we can't expect everything to change overnight.
No.
But it's exciting to see how far they've already come.
It is.
So we covered a lot of ground here, but before we wrap up this first part of our deep dive,
okay,
let's recap the key takeaways.
Sounds good.
Okay, so smart borders are shifting control away from physical borders,
uh-huh,
and using technology to collect data in advance.
Yes.
It's all about pre-arrival risk assessments,
right,
and targeted interventions.
Exactly.
And DTCs are the intelligent engines driving this whole process.
That's right.
They're not just digitizing paperwork.
No.
They're analyzing it,
right,
flagging issues,
right,
and making sure everything runs smoothly.
Exactly.
And through programs like the BTDs in the UK,
yes,
we're seeing the real-world benefits of these systems.
Right.
We are making things faster,
yeah,
more efficient,
yeah,
and more secure.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But we also need to be mindful of the challenges.
Right.
Getting governments and businesses up to speed,
yeah,
ensuring data security.
Right.
And ironing out those new operating models will take time.
Makes sense. It's a complex landscape, but the potential is huge.
It is.
I can't wait to explore more of this in the next part of our deep dive.
Me too.
We'll dig deeper into the specific benefits for both government agencies and traders.
Sounds good.
And then we'll take a look at what the future might hold for these technologies.
Looking forward to it.
So until next time, keep those brains buzzing, and we'll see you back here for part two of our deep dive into the world of smart borders and digital trade corridors. See ya. Okay, we're back and ready to dive deeper into the benefits of smart borders and digital trade corridors.
Awesome.
In part one, we talked about how these systems can boost security, streamline customs, and make life easier for traders, like, you know, you out there.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to explore those benefits in more detail.
Okay.
Starting with the government side of things.
Yeah.
Why are governments so keen on this tech?
Well, one of the biggest wins for them is in risk assessment.
Okay.
Instead of having to scrutinize every single shipment that crosses the border,
right,
they can use data from the supply chain to pinpoint the potential high-risk ones.
So working smarter, not harder.
Exactly.
Mm.
They can allocate resources where they're most needed,
right,
which is crucial in a world with ever-increasing trade volumes,
mm-hmm,
and evolving security threats.
Makes sense. And it's not just about catching the bad guys, is it?
No, not at all.
It's also about leveling the playing field for everyone.
That's right.
By having a clearer picture of what's flowing across borders, they can better enforce trade regulations and make sure everyone is playing by the rules.
Absolutely.
So less red tape for the good guys.
Yeah.
And a tighter net for those trying to slip through the cracks.
Precisely. And let's not forget the reduced administrative burden.
Oh, right.
Automating a lot of the manual processes involved in border control,
okay,
frees up staff to focus on more complex tasks.
So it's not about replacing jobs.
No.
It's about making those jobs more efficient and effective.
Absolutely. Think of it this way. With less time spent on paperwork,
right,
customs officials can focus more on analyzing data, identifying trends, and making strategic decisions.
That's a good point. Okay, so it's a clear win for government agencies.
Yeah.
But what about the traders? How do they benefit from all of this?
We touched on predictability and visibility in part one.
Right.
But it's worth emphasizing how crucial those factors are for businesses.
Yeah.
Operating in a fast-paced global economy.
For sure.
Having real-time information about where your goods are and when they'll arrive allows for much more efficient planning.
Right.
And inventory management.
It's like having a GPS tracker for your shipments.
That's a great way to put it.
So you're not constantly in the dark wondering where things are.
Exactly. And that level of transparency minimizes the risk of delays.
Right.
Which is especially critical for businesses dealing with perishable goods or time-sensitive deliveries.
Yeah, I've definitely had my share of shipping nightmares. A delay of even a few hours can make a huge difference.
I hear you. And beyond just knowing where your goods are,
right.
Smart borders and DTCs can help you stay ahead of potential disruptions in the supply chain.
Like what kind of disruptions?
Let's say there's a sudden strike at a port.
Okay.
Or unexpected weather delays. With real-time updates, you can proactively adjust your plans.
Right.
And minimize the impact on your business.
So it's like having a sixth sense for supply chain hiccups.
You could say that. And all of this leads to reduced costs.
Reduced costs. I like that.
Fewer delays mean lower storage fees, less spoilage, and products reaching the market faster. It's a win for everyone's bottom line.
For sure. Okay, so we've got predictability, visibility, and cost savings.
Right.
Are there any other hooks for traders?
Absolutely. Remember all that paperwork we talked about?
Yeah, the bane of my existence.
With digital documentation and automated processes,
yeah,
a lot of that hassle simply disappears.
That would be a dream.
Imagine being able to submit all your customs declarations electronically.
Okay.
With the DTC automatically checking for errors and making sure everything is in order.
So no more frantically searching for lost invoices.
Nope.
Or dealing with customs officials who love their rubber stamps a bit too much.
Exactly. And because information is flowing freely and transparently,
right.
It's much easier to communicate with government agencies and resolve any issues that might pop up.
That is a huge relief. Dealing with customs inquiries can be a real headache sometimes.
For sure.
It sounds like smart borders and DTCs are really creating a more collaborative and efficient environment for international trade.
They are.
But what about the bigger picture? What does the future hold for these technologies?
That's a great question.
Yeah. Where do we go from here?
Well, we're still in the early stages of this technological revolution.
Hmm.
So there's a lot of room for innovation and growth.
Okay.
One trend that's gaining serious momentum is the use of artificial intelligence.
AI.
Yeah. Or AI to enhance border control and trade facilitation.
AI at the border sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie.
It might sound futuristic, but it's already happening.
Right.
AI algorithms are being used to analyze massive amounts of data.
Okay.
Spot patterns that humans might miss.
Uh-huh.
And make predictions that help authorities make better decisions.
So it's like having a super-powered border agent working 24/7.
Right.
Constantly scanning for risks and optimizing processes.
That's the idea. Mm-hmm. And as AI technology continues to evolve.
Right.
We can expect even more sophisticated applications at the border.
Wow, AI is definitely something to watch. What else is on the horizon?
Another trend closely tied to AI is predictive analytics.
Predictive analytics? What's that?
Think of it as using data and algorithms to forecast what's likely to happen in the future based on past trends.
So like a crystal ball for international trade.
Exactly. It allows authorities to anticipate challenges and allocate resources accordingly.
Okay. Can you give me an example?
Sure. They could use predictive analytics to forecast the volume of cargo arriving at a particular port.
Okay.
Identify the types of goods that are most likely to pose a risk, or even predict potential disruptions in the supply chain.
Wow, that's some serious foresight. What other trends should we be paying attention to?
There's a growing movement towards the concept of the connected border.
The connected border.
It's about using technology to link all the different players in international trade.
Okay.
Border agencies, government departments, even private sector businesses, into a single integrated ecosystem.
So breaking down the silos and creating a seamless flow of information between everyone involved?
Exactly. This kind of connectedness is crucial for a more efficient, secure, and responsive border environment.
It sounds like a complex undertaking, but the potential benefits are huge.
They are. And let's not forget the growing importance of cybersecurity.
Oh, right. Cybersecurity.
As borders become more reliant on technology and data sharing, they also become more vulnerable to cyber attacks.
So it's not just about implementing new technologies, but also about making sure they're secure and protected against those who would exploit them.
Absolutely. It's a constant battle to stay ahead of the cybercriminals, but it's one we can't afford to lose.
Right. The stakes are high.
They are. The security and integrity of our borders depend on it.
For sure. Okay, so we've got AI, predictive analytics, the connected border, and cybersecurity. Anything else we should be keeping an eye on?
One more trend worth mentioning is the increasing focus on sustainability in the context of international trade.
Sustainability, how does that fit into the picture?
As global trade continues to grow, so does its environmental impact.
Right.
We're talking about greenhouse gas emissions from transportation.
Okay.
Pollution from logistics operations, mm-hmm. and other environmental challenges.
So it's about finding ways to make global trade greener and more eco-friendly.
Precisely. And smart borders and DTCs can actually play a big role in that effort.
Really?
They can help optimize logistics,
right.
reduce congestion at border crossings,
right.
and promote the use of cleaner transportation technologies.
That's encouraging to see that sustainability is being considered as these technologies evolve.
It is. And as awareness of environmental issues continues to grow,
right.
I think we can expect to see even greater emphasis on sustainability in the development and implementation of smart border technologies.
I hope so. Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground in this second part of our deep dive.
Oh, you have.
We've delved into the specific benefits of smart borders and DTCs for both governments and businesses.
Right.
And we've explored some of the key trends and predictions shaping the future of these technologies.
It's been a fascinating journey so far.
It really has. But I think it's time to shift our focus to a specific case study.
Okay.
The UK has been a real pioneer in exploring and testing these concepts.
They have.
And I think there's a lot we can learn from their experience.
I completely agree. Their pilot programs offer valuable insights for anyone who's interested in the future of trade.
Perfect. Let's dive into the UK's experience in part three and see what lessons we can glean from their journey into the world of smart borders and digital trade corridors.
Sounds good.
All right, so we've spent the last two parts of this deep dive, you know, really kind of exploring the ins and outs of smart borders and digital trade corridors.
All the nuts and bolts.
Yeah, and now I kind of want to get down to brass tacks.
Brass tacks, yeah.
See how these concepts are playing out in the real world.
Real world examples.
Yeah, and the UK has been leading the charge with some pretty ambitious pilot programs.
They have.
What can we learn from their experience?
I think one of the biggest things that they've learned is the importance of having the right technology in place. They've been experimenting with a lot of different things like advanced tracking systems, mm-hmm. sensors embedded in shipments,
okay.
data platforms that give authorities a real-time view of what's moving across their borders.
So it's not just about having more data, it's about
making sense of it.
Yeah, having the tools to make sense of it all.
Exactly. It's about building a digital chain of custody for goods.
Okay.
From the moment they leave the factory to the moment they reach their destination.
Gotcha.
That kind of transparency is a game changer for both security and accountability.
It makes a lot of sense. What other key takeaways emerged from these UK trials?
I think another big one is they learned a lot about the power of trusted trader schemes.
Yeah, I remember us talking about that.
Yeah, you know, these are programs that reward businesses with the proven track record of compliance.
Right.
Making things smoother and faster for them at the border.
It's like a VIP land for the good guys.
Exactly. And the UK's trials have really shown that these schemes can significantly streamline border processes, freeing up resources to focus on higher risk shipments.
Gotcha.
It's all about using trust to make the system work better for everyone.
Okay, so we've got tech.
Tech.
Trust.
Yeah.
Anything else we should be taking notes on from these UK trials?
The UK's experience also really underscored the importance of having access to the right kind of data.
Right.
And a lot of it.
Yeah.
We've talked about how, you know, data is the fuel that powers these smart border systems.
Right.
But it's not just about collecting every bit of information you can get your hands on.
Right.
It's about being strategic.
So it's like with any good recipe, you need the right ingredients in the right proportions to get the desired outcome.
I like that analogy.
Mm-hmm.
The UK found that having access to detailed supply chain data enabled them to really target their interventions more effectively.
Okay.
Ensuring compliance and reducing the need for unnecessary checks.
So the UK has definitely learned some valuable lessons about what works.
Yeah.
But I'm guessing they also bumped into some challenges along the way.
Of course.
It's never a perfectly smooth road when you're pioneering new approaches.
Never.
What were some of the things that they struggled with?
One of the biggest hurdles I think that they faced was getting government departments up to speed.
Okay.
On how to use all this new data effectively.
Right. We talked about that in the last part.
We did.
It's one thing to have access to a mountain of data, but it's another thing entirely to know how to mine it for insights.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They realized that just having the data isn't enough.
Right.
They needed to invest in training, tools, and analytical expertise to help their staff make sense of it all.
So a big part of making smart borders work is making sure the people behind the systems are also smart.
I like that.
Yeah.
And another challenge that they encountered was getting buy-in from industry.
Okay, yeah.
Remember, for this whole system to work, businesses need to be willing to share their data in a standardized machine-readable format.
Right.
But that often means investing in new technologies and systems, which can be a tough sell for some companies.
Yeah. I can see how some businesses might be hesitant to jump on board, especially if they're not quite sure how it will benefit them.
Exactly. So the UK government has really been learning that they need to do a better job of explaining the value proposition to businesses and perhaps even offering incentives to encourage adoption.
So getting everyone on the same page is definitely a work in progress.
For sure.
Were there any other bumps in the road for them?
Yeah, they also found that, you know, these new operating models aren't quite ready to completely replace traditional customs declarations and processes.
Oh, okay.
It's a transition that will take time.
Right.
And they're still figuring out how to make everything mesh smoothly.
So it's a bit like trying to fit a square peg into a round hole.
In a way, yes.
Yeah.
But even with these challenges, the UK trials have produced some very encouraging results.
Like what?
They've shown that access to supply chain data can really improve targeting and decision-making by government agencies.
So fewer random checks and more focus on the shipments that actually need scrutiny?
Precisely. And they found that using technology to streamline processes can make the whole border experience much smoother for businesses.
Okay.
Think faster clearance times.
Okay.
Less paperwork.
Now that's music to my ears.
Right.
Any other silver linings to emerge from these trials?
The trials have also been a really valuable learning experience when it comes to interoperability.
Interoperability.
Making sure the systems used by government and industry can talk to each other seamlessly.
Right.
It's a crucial piece of the puzzle if we want to create a truly connected and efficient border ecosystem.
Okay, so the UK is forging ahead, learning valuable lessons, and paving the way for others. It's been an incredible journey unpacking all of this with you.
Yes.
Any final thoughts for our listeners before we wrap up this episode?
I think the key takeaway here is that smart borders and digital trade corridors are not some futuristic fantasy.
Right.
They're happening now. And they have the potential to really transform the way we do business globally.
It's been an eye-opening look at the future of international trade.
It has.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
And to our listeners, we hope this episode has equipped you with valuable insights to navigate this evolving landscape. Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep pushing those boundaries.
Absolutely.